Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Neville Goddard. If you haven't heard of Neville Goddard, then this episode is going to give you juicy tips on how to use his techniques to manifest. But we're going to make it a Victoria Maskell manifestation episode. So we are going to be talking about the science of manifesting as well. Now, I just looked back in my saved podcast, and I realize it has been a whole month since my last podcast episode. I do not know where that month has gone. I thought it had been about a week, 10 days. So I am so sorry. I'm actually planning on recording a couple of episodes today. So you might get an episode today, an episode tomorrow, but don't worry, there is lots more content coming your way. I know I say this so much, but thank you for everyone who sends me a message, follows me on Instagram, says, thank you so much for your podcast episodes. It really means so much to me. If this is your first episode, welcome to the podcast family. If you've been here since day one, if you're one of those people that's gone through the back catalogue and listened to all the episodes, then thank you so much. It really makes my day when people send me questions or just say that they found my podcast. So thank you so much. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking about Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard is a person who had a huge impact on manifestation, the law of attraction, achieving your goals, whatever you want to call it. And he came up with, or coined, I should maybe say, numerous different techniques about how to manifest. And if you're anything like me, you love being given a process. You love being given a step-by-step how-to, whether that's how to lift weights, how to cook something, how to manifest. You love a process. So I've created this episode because I want to talk you through some of his techniques. I'm going to give you my input, my insight, but I want to be basically focusing on these Neville Goddard techniques that are there to help you manifest. Now, a lot of them, if not all of them, are surrounding the concept of visualization. Now, let's just talk about the science of visualization, because if you've listened to my episodes before, you know why I think this is important, but this might be your first episode. So I need to welcome you in and explain the importance of visualization. So when I talk about manifesting, when I talk about you achieving things in your business, in your life, in your relationships, around money, I'm talking about you using your subconscious mind, changing your belief systems, taking actions, and then creating opportunities where those things can come into your life. I do completely believe that you can set an intention and it just happens. But most of the time, we need to be taking some actions. And our subconscious mind is so important for this. Now, your subconscious mind is running all of the automatic behaviors. If we dig a little bit deeper, we might even call this your reptilian complex, the very old part of your brain. that deals with your autonomic nervous system. It deals with fight or flight. It also deals with the processes, the habits, the thoughts, the actions that you do on autopilot because you're just so used to doing them. Now, your subconscious mind is the part that I use with my clients when we do BWRT, when we do hypnosis. Again, I probably would call it the reptilian complex as a way of explaining that it is a part of your brain, because just calling it the subconscious mind can feel a little bit, I'm going to use the phrase airy-fairy, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean it in a, what is that? How is that tangible? Versus saying, look, it's your reptilian complex. It is this part of your brain. I can even show you a diagram and be like, here. It feels more real. Now, why is this important with manifestation? I truly believe the more you understand about manifestation, the more it makes sense, the more you use it, the more you see it, the better you get at manifesting, because you build up a belief system, you create neuroplasticity, you think, oh my gosh, well, I did it last time, I can do it this time. You might think, wow, I manifested a free coffee, now I can manifest something that you seem to, or you feel is bigger than that. Now, with your subconscious mind, it does not know the difference between real and imagined. And this is why the Neville Goddard techniques are so important, so useful for manifestation. And this is why visualization works. It is because your subconscious thinks you visualizing winning the lottery is on some level the same as you actually winning the lottery. So every time you visualize yourself achieving a goal, whether that is signing 5 clients in your business, whether this is making your first £1,000 in your business, whether this is you traveling to your dream destination, walking along a beautiful sandy beach hand in hand with your partner or your family, whatever it is, when you are visualizing the things that you want, there is a part of your brain that believes that is real in the here and now. So these Neville Goddard techniques are ways of using visualization in specific ways to say to your subconscious, this is real. You've done it. You've achieved it. Then imagine you've done the Neville Goddard technique. Well, what's going to happen then? Is it literally just going to show up? Might do. But what's actually going to happen is your belief system is starting to change. And because of your belief system starting to change, you take different actions. So let's say I saw a really funny TikTok the other day. Sorry, she made it humorous, but it was about this girl who was, I think the caption was, this is why I'm going to stay single forever. And she was talking about some Hinge messages between her and this guy. And yeah, they were hilarious. Imagine after that, she visualizes herself meeting the perfect guy. The messages on Hinge being incredible. The first date being the best thing ever. Flash forward 6 months and they are in a long-term, happy, committed relationship. Okay, she's visualizing that. She's seeing that. She's using these techniques that I'm going to talk about in a minute from Neville Goddard. How many times can I say Neville Goddard in one episode? I'm going to say it a lot probably. She is then going to take different actions. So it could be as simple or as complex, depending on how you look at it, as her subconscious then, when she is flicking through Hinge, is going to match with different types of people. Her subconscious is going to pick up on different traits in their profiles, different things they say, maybe different types of photos, because she now has this understanding, this belief that she is meeting the love of her life, that she is meeting an incredible person. So she's going to take different actions. She's going to have different conversations. She might not even meet someone on a dating app. She might have a conversation with someone in a bar, in a supermarket, at the gym, wherever. But the change is she visualized it happening. Part of her mind then believes it is real, so changes the way she sees people, who she talks to, her beliefs, her emotions, her thoughts, and as a result, it manifests. So, Neville Goddard came up with lots of different techniques. I'm probably going to talk about 5 of them today. I was going to talk about 10, but I think that might be a little bit overwhelming. Flash forward to the end of the episode where I've probably talked about 10. We shall see. Neville Goddard was considered to be one of the best New Thought writers of the 20th century, and he has written so many different books, such as Feeling is the Secret, Your Faith is Your Fortune, and At Your Command. Now, if you are interested in these type of books, I would really recommend them. What I'm going to give you now is some of his most popular techniques. And we're going to be talking about probably how neuroscience links to this, how you can use it. If you enjoyed this episode, I feel like it's finished. It hasn't. I haven't even started it. If you enjoy this episode, please do come and let me know on Instagram. I'm at victoria.maskell. I am the same on TikTok. If you're a TikTok fan, come and find me on there. Side note, I am also a little bit of a shopaholic. Definitely get my dopamine hits from TikTok shop. So if you like kind of looking at products, incidentally, I've actually just got some really cool Lenovo headphones that are pink. If you know me, you know that's like definitely the color I would choose. And they're really, really good. So come and let me know that you've been listening to this episode. I would love to say hi and welcome you to the podcast family. Okay. Neville Goddard technique number one is called revision. Now, I want you to keep in mind that most of these techniques are based around visualization, but it's how you use the visualization technique. Let's dive into it. Right, revision. What you're going to do in this technique is you are going to reframe negative events from the past, and you're going to imagine them and you're going to visualize them how you wanted them to go. Or if that doesn't feel right, if you think, actually, I'm not sure about trying to change the past, then what you can do is you can mentally pause the event, release it, and let it go. Now, personally, I would favour the second part of this. So I'm explaining these as how they are described as Neville Goddard techniques. Personally, and if I'm talking about, let's say I'm using BWRT with someone and they have a negative event from the past, I get them to create something called the preferred response. And that can be whatever they want, as long as it's plausible, possible, and fair. Now, a lot of the time, seeing it having gone a different way isn't necessarily going to be the best route. But changing your reaction to it, seeing it differently, feeling differently about it, or just choosing to diminish it, feel neutral around it, is often a better route to long-lasting change via neuroplasticity. So in this example of revision, someone insulting you could just become you imagining someone complimenting you. Or you could find that memory, you pause it, and then you visualize it where the sound fades down, or the person's voice changes to like a squeaky little animal voice, or the scene gets smaller and smaller and smaller so that it becomes insignificant. Either way, however you choose to try it, you are revising something from the past, and that negative event from the past might be something that's holding you back. It might be creating a limiting belief. It might be someone in your life saying, oh, you're no good with money. And now you're trying to grow a business, or you are wanting to get a promotion and you know that limiting belief is holding you back. Try this revision technique. Maybe try different combinations. Maybe try seeing it where that person is saying, oh my God, you're so amazing with money. Teach me how to be great with money. That doesn't feel right, if that doesn't sit right, try pausing the event. Try stopping it before they said that. Try making the scene fade, changing their voice, making them become a lot smaller in your imagination of it. Play around with how you can revise the event and see what works for you. So that is the first technique called revision. The second technique from Neville Goddard, that is probably the 50th time I've said it, but it is Neville Goddard episode. So this one is called I Remember When. So in I Remember When, you are imagining from your wish fulfilled. So you might say to yourself, I remember our first day in this dream house. If you wanted to manifest your dream house, you are saying, oh, I remember our first day. Meaning you're already living in it. It's already happening. And you are looking back to the first day, moving in, having that glass of champagne, or celebrating in an empty room, being like, we did it. Or I remember the the birth of our daughter. I remember the day when the lottery win dropped into our bank account. Start visualizing what you want to manifest from when it occurred, as if you're recalling a past memory. Now, I really love this technique. So this is the I remember one, when one. I really love this technique because BWRT uses a more up-to-date, powerful version of this in the BWRT protocol to create that neuroplasticity, to create that change as part of a BWRT session. So, I mean, I don't want to go too much into BWRT today because this is an episode on who? Neville Goddard. But it is a really powerful technique to imagine that it's already done, to recall it as if the thing that you want that hasn't happened yet has already happened and you're remembering that it's already happened. It's a bit like Inception, like a dream in a dream in a dream. So what is it that you want? What could you imagine recalling it as if it's already happened? Gosh, this sounds like I'm being super cryptic. Okay, let's take money. You want to have your first 5 sales in your business. Maybe you have a product, maybe you have a digital product, maybe you have a physical shop. Can you imagine saying and creating a visualization where it's like, oh my goodness, I remember when we got that first ping in our emails to say we'd sold a product. I remember when I went to the post office and posted off the first 5 sales of our clothing business, of our candle business. You're doing it as if like it was in the past. It hasn't even happened yet, but you're telling your subconscious mind that it's already happened. Add emotion. Imagine who you'd be talking to. Say it out loud. If you've got a business partner or a friend or a family member who is kind of on board with this, talk it through to them. Actually say it out loud. Play it out as if it was like a little script that you were really discussing. So that one is called I Remember When. Technique number 3. Now, I might do a part 2 of this, actually. I might do 5 techniques in this episode and then do a part 2 of another 5 because I want you to go and practice these. I know what it's like sometimes when you listen to podcast episodes and you get good information, which I hope this is, and you want to test it out, but there's so much of it that you don't know where to start, so you don't do any of it. So, okay, I'm definitely going to do 5 in this episode and then we'll do a part 2. Right, the third technique is called congratulations. So, congratulations, you've done it, you've achieved it, you've got the money, you've got the amazing partner, your business is hugely successful, you've left your 9-to-5 job because you are making so much money, you can spend so much time with your family, you're dropping your children off at school, you're going to their school plays, you are traveling the world in business class or first class, you've paid off all your debt, your student loans have gone, you've done it. Now, what I want you to do in this technique is I want you to visualize maybe a friend, a family member, your partner congratulating you. Maybe they're hugging you. Maybe they're sending you a message. Maybe they're like, oh my goodness, you hit 1 million followers on TikTok. Or they're saying, I am so happy for you. You did it. I am so proud of you. Imagine someone else is congratulating you. This is technique number 3. And in this one, I really want you to focus on all of the positive emotions that that brings up for you. Who would it be? Who would be the one who was sending you that text, calling you, hugging you, buying you a bottle of non-alcoholic wine or champagne or something like that, saying, right, let's go out for dinner. You've done it. I'm so pleased. I'm so happy for you. Tell me how you did it. Who would that person be? Visualize this is happening. They're congratulating you. You've manifested it. What is going on? How do you feel? Where are you? Really sit in this. This is the congratulation technique. Now, I love this one because I think this one is so fun. You can think about all of the positive emotions that would come from your partner, your sister, your best friend. You can really hype this one up. And we know that when we attach positive emotions to thoughts, feelings, visualizations, those emotions are like fuel. You are fueling your subconscious mind. You are telling it, this is real, this is happening. And as a result, afterwards, whatever actions you need to take in your life or your business are going to be so much easier. Because there's a part of you that's like, well, we've already done it. We've already achieved it. This is amazing. This is so great. You've got that positive flood of emotions and neurochemicals, so that when you think, right, okay, I need to set up my website, I need to post those videos on social media, I need to apply for that job, I need to go on Hinge, if we use that example from earlier, you're already there mentally, so the actions become so much easier. It's like with a lot of techniques like this, if you knew it was definitely going to work out, how much easier would the actions be? I was actually coaching someone last night and we were talking about her building her business, her achieving her goals. And one of the things we were discussing was one of the blocks that was coming up was, but can I actually do it? Almost that feeling of like, yeah, I know it's possible, but I don't 100% believe I can do it yet. If you could visualize that it's already done and you could tell your brain it's already done, how much easier would it be? That block could be just removed. If you knew it was going to happen, you knew you were going to be successful, those fears and those doubts would just fade away, so that taking the action, speaking to the people, posting on social media, booking the flight, applying for the job would just be so much easier. Now, technique number 4 is called eavesdropping, which, I mean, generally speaking, do we recommend eavesdropping? Probably not. If people aren't talking to us, we probably shouldn't be listening in, but we're going to make this one a positive. Okay, we are going to be imagining that we are hearing our friends or our family talking about how great we are. Now, that's a nice type of eavesdropping, isn't it? So, okay, imagine this. You just walk down the stairs and you stop because you hear your sister, your brother, your mum, your dad, your partner, your child saying all these incredible things like, oh, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of them. They're amazing. They've done it. And you hear them talking about how great you are, what you have manifested, and how happy they are for you. Now, I want you to visualize this in detail. What are they saying? What have you manifested? How happy are they? Why are they happy for you? What's happened? Go into all the specifics, all the little details around you hearing them saying it. And you could even do this with different people. So maybe this is your partner on the phone to his friends. Maybe this is your sister, your best friend. Maybe, let's bring it into like modern techno. Oh, sorry, I thought someone was at the door. They are not. Maybe you could even bring this into like modern technology and say that this is actually a WhatsApp conversation that you've accidentally, that your friends have forgotten you're in and they're talking about you in a nice way, because again, like, we don't like this concept of people talking about us in a negative way or eavesdropping on things that we shouldn't be listening to, but make it something that feels nice for you, feels right. So if sort of a text conversation that you're in a group chat of and they've forgotten you're in doesn't feel right, do it as if you're at a party and you're overhearing a conversation. Or back in the day, right, I don't know if anyone remembers this, you know when you used to have a landline? And maybe you have two phones in the same house. And if someone was on the phone and you went to pick it up and then you hear their conversation, it happens in Friends. I don't know if you watch Friends. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's just this little TV program that was like massive in the 90s. But Monica and Chandler have got together and Monica is on the phone in her bedroom. Rachel goes to make a call and hears them talking. And she's like, oh, imagine it could be something like that. Okay. Visualize in detail eavesdropping in a nice way on your friends and family talking about how great you are and how you have manifested what you want. Now, I really don't know if you can hear this, but my next door neighbor has just started sawing something outside. I'm just going to keep going because I'm hoping my microphone won't pick it up. Right, technique number 5. This is the I am mantra. Right, in this technique, Neville Goddard says that you're going to do this just before you fall asleep. Now, we know that just before you fall asleep, this is a really important time for your brain because you are likely to be in what is called the alpha state. Now, we all show different brainwave patterns based on the type of brain activity we're showing at the time. The alpha state is like a doorway to the subconscious mind. Beta brainwaves are active, alert, they are full waking brainwaves versus, say, delta brainwaves are when you're in a really deep sleep. When you are really hard to wake up, that would be your brain activity. Whereas the alpha state is in that sort of drowsy state, either when you've just woken up or you're just about to fall asleep. So as you are getting into bed, you are going to repeat your I am statements based on what you want to manifest. Now, I would actually recommend that you write these out beforehand. Get some little notes, get some pieces of paper, make this fun, make this a nice activity where you're going to write your I am statement. So this could be, I am confident, I am wealthy, I am a successful business owner, I am loved, I am in the most amazing relationship. But they're all going to start with I am. And then as you close your eyes, as you are falling asleep, as you are resting, you are going to be saying, I am confident. I am wealthy. Now your subconscious mind is going to pick up on I am. Anything that follows I am, it's listening to, because it's like, wait, what are we? What are we doing? Now you're going to go to bed, you're going to be falling asleep, saying these statements. And then when you wake up in the morning, you have started to program your subconscious mind. So this is a little bit like, on a light level, how, for example, hypnosis works. You are repeating statements. Now, actually, I have got a free money mindset version of this that you can download completely for free that is all about money. So if you maybe want to be manifesting things around money and you don't know some of the statements, you don't know where to start, then there is a completely free version. I will drop it in the show notes where you can get this audio, download it, and you can actually listen to this just before you fall asleep and just when you wake up in the morning. You can actually listen to it at any time in the day, but I will make sure to leave that in the show notes. So there is an easy way for you to use this I am mantra. Right, so they are the five techniques. I'm just going to read them out again. So number one is revision. You go back to past events and you change them in some way, or you pause them, or you release them and let them go. Number two, I remember when. So you are looking at it as if you're looking back and you're saying, oh, I remember when we won the lottery. I remember the birth of our daughter. I remember the first day in our dream house, for something that hasn't happened yet, but you're recalling it as if it's a past memory. Number three is congratulations. You are visualizing a friend or family member congratulating you on your manifestation. Number four is eavesdropping. So you are hearing, listening in, seeing your friends and family talking about how great you are, what you've manifested, how happy they are for you, visualizing it in all the details. And then the final one is that I am mantra. So just before you fall asleep at night, or just when you wake up in the morning in that alpha state, you are going to repeat these statements, starting with I am, around what you want to manifest. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I probably now should record part two, shouldn't I? Because I said I was going to record two episodes today. So I will post part two nice and quickly. Let me know if you're going to try any of these. Let me know what you enjoyed. Let me know your favorite Neville Goddard manifestation techniques. And I will be back very soon for part two. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.